A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt there, which no one has ever ridden, and tie it and bring it to you. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back to you shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing, untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat in it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut down in the field. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, I'll be the first to admit that that was absolutely terrible. But in a second, I will tell you why I did it. But first, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. And we thank you for the story of Palm Sunday. And we ask now that you would fill us with your spirit where we are, that we might hear your word and respond to your call upon our lives. In the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. It is indeed Palm Sunday. And I'm going to let you into a secret. When I was a kid, there was one day in the church year that I looked forward to more than any other. And it wasn't Christmas Day. I love Christmas Day. I didn't mind going to church on Christmas Day. But going to church on Christmas Day always felt like a little bit of a distraction of the other stuff that was going on. It was great to see friends. It was great to see my parents' friends. But if my parents had said to me, "Do you want to go to church today?" and I had the choice, the chances are I would have said no. Then there's Easter Day. Again, great day. I absolutely loved going to church on Easter Sunday. It was a lot of fun. And I always got a Cadbury's cream egg to boot. But if my parents had said to me, "Do you want to go to church on Easter Sunday?" again, I probably would have said no. Not because I didn't like going to church, but because there were other things going on at home, and church in itself sometimes felt like a little bit of a distraction. No, my favourite day in the church year when I was a kid was the week before Easter, today, Palm Sunday. And I loved it for so many reasons. To begin with, when you went to church, you were always given one of these, the good old-fashioned palm cross. Getting something for nothing is always fun. And of course, you can wave it, but as every child will also tell you, it is of course a sword as well. And having sword fights with my mates was always a lot of fun. But more than that, I always used to love one of the things that our church used to do. And that was we would begin the church service in church, and then we would venture out into the community and everyone would go along. Older people, younger people, children, families, you name it. We went out as one. And as we went, there was always a sense of fun in the air. People were laughing. People were joking. I dare say some people were probably dancing. People were singing, and it had an impact on the community as people came out to see what was happening. We would venture back into the church and the whole thing had a sense of upbeatness, excitement and joy. Palm Sunday is a joyful Sunday. And as we read through the scriptures and see what happened on the first Palm Sunday, we can see why that is the case. As Jesus entered into Jerusalem on that day, on the donkey, he was met with great joy, great expectation, and great excitement. The people were absolutely thrilled to see him, laying their cloaks on the floor as he would for a king, laying the palm branches on the floor as he would too for a king, and saying those words, singing those words, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. They welcomed Jesus as you would a king, and with all the excitement that went with being a king. They were acknowledging that Jesus was the King of Kings, that he was the Messiah, and he was there to save the people of Israel. If that didn't cause them to be joyful and excited and happy, nothing would. And that sense of joy is infectious. Even as I grew up, I used to look forward to Palm Sunday. And when I became a parish priest, I used to especially look forward to it. When I would go to the church, I would say, listen people, today we're starting the service in the church hall. We're going to go all around the village. We're going to make as much noise as we can. And then we're going to return to the church building and continue to worship the Lord. And as we would go on our way, I would take out my shofar and blow it badly. People would take other instruments, make as much noise, and just enjoy praising the name of the Lord and getting that sense of joy. You see, joy is an essential part of the Christian life. When we think of the fruit of the Spirit, the real sign that God's Spirit is in us, there is love, there is joy, there is peace, and so on. Joy is significant. And we ourselves are called to be joyful people. And as we think through all of that, I've got a question for us all. And that is, are we those joyful people that the Lord wants us to be? Would we be the people putting our palm branches on the floor and shouting, Hosanna? For some of us, I can imagine the answer is yes, yes, and more yes. And others, maybe not so much. But joy is about so much more than shouting our praises. It's about a sense and a feeling of God with us, in us, around us, and the knowledge and love of who God is. And that almost feeling content to be in his presence. Joy isn't all about laughing and being happy and having a good time. It's about the knowledge of the love of God manifest in so many ways. You see, coming back to that Palm Sunday for a moment, it was a joyful day. But the next day, when Jesus went and turned the tables over in the temple, it wasn't quite so joyful. When he cursed the fig tree in that Holy Week, again, joy was taken away, you'd think. That first Maundy Thursday, the celebration of the Last Supper, seems to have started out quite joyfully. A meal with the friends, a good time. But by the end, it all went a bit sour. And then what about the betrayal? What about Good Friday? It doesn't appear to be that much joy in it all. As a kid and even now, I can get my head around why it was called Good Friday. Nothing good felt about it. And I know it's about Jesus making us good, but the story just feels so sad. But then joy returns on Easter Sunday as Jesus triumphs over death and does so for all of us. You see, Christian joy isn't about being happy all the time. It's not about being joyful all the time, but acknowledging who the Lord God is to us. You know, and I know, that life isn't all puppy dogs and ice cream and all things nice. Stuff goes wrong. And when stuff goes wrong, we have to acknowledge it, we have to lament it, we have to lift it before the Lord. But that joy is still there. And I guess for all of us, We need to feel that outright joy from time to time too. We need to feel that excitement of who Jesus is. And we need to be hit occasionally like a ton of bricks with the reality that God is good and God is in charge and God has got it all in hand. As Jesus lined up on that first Palm Sunday to take the disciples into Jerusalem, as people sang his praises, he knew what was going to go down. He knew how that week would go. He knew that it would go wrong, and he knew that it would come right again. And perhaps I could be wrong, but I reckon that's why he was able to have the hosannas being said and probably smile and laugh and rebuke others for putting them down for rejoicing as well. Jesus was able to do it because he knew it would be good. You see, for Jesus, this wasn't just the beginning of Holy Week. This wasn't all about a journey to the cross. This wasn't just about the resurrection. For Jesus, this was the beginning of a journey home. Jesus started Palm Sunday in a way to lead him to the cross, to lead him to the resurrection, but lead him home as well at the ascension. And as he led those disciples in on that day, so he led them and he leads us on that same journey. The journey through our redemption, the journey to our life of eternity, and our journey home. I wonder how many of you have done your census in this last week. On that form, of course, there's a box where you have to put in your nationality. And I confess mine was marked as Welsh. But what's our real nationality? We are on earth Welsh or English or British or Swedish or whatever else it is. But in our hearts, we are citizens of heaven, because heaven is where our home truly is. In our good old-fashioned Anglican church, there's a word that we use often, and that is parishioners. And when you hear the word parishioner, I often think of perhaps a Jane Austen novel with the vicar looking after the parishioners or whatever else they do. But the word parishioner is actually quite a deep word, and it means exile. We are exiles from our home. Exiles from our home in heaven. And because of the results of Palm Sunday, because of Holy Week, because of Good Friday, because of Easter Sunday, we have the promise that one day we will return home. We won't be in exile. We will go home. Jesus made it all possible. And if that isn't a reason to be excited, if that isn't a reason to be joyful, I don't know what is. I want to challenge us today to consider where we're at with the Lord and ask ourselves, when was the last time we truly felt joyful with the Lord? Maybe we are today and that's great, but maybe we're not as well. And in some ways that's understandable. This time last year, we had a Palm Sunday service online because our church buildings were closed. When that went online, most of us thought that in a few weeks' time, a few months' time, we'd be back to normal. Here we are, 1 year later, still not there, still unsettled. In that year, so much pain has come our ways, so much isolation, so much anxiety, so much fear, so much death, so much destruction, so much pain. Life hasn't been easy, and in some ways it's felt more like the end of Holy Week than Palm Sunday or Easter Sunday. But in the midst of all of that, God has still been with us, and God is with us today. There is a reason to rejoice. There is a reason to take joy. There is a reason to be excited. And his name is Jesus. Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. He did so for you. He did so for me. He did so for our sins and our forgiveness. He did so for our resurrection. He did so to lead us home. As we go into this Holy Week, let us do so, marking the sadness and the pain that Jesus went through, marking our redemption, but marking the joy as well. Today, let us be joyful, because Jesus truly is who he says he is. He is the Messiah. He is the Redeemer of Israel. He is the Redeemer of the world. Let us praise his names. Let us say Hosanna. Let us sing Hosanna. And may we be blessed as we do. Take joy. God is good. He loves us more than we'll ever know. And so let's just pray. Father God, we thank you for the story of Palm Sunday. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who rode in on a donkey. We thank you that the people shouted Hosanna and welcomed you as their Messiah, as their King. And as they welcomed you, so we pray that we would welcome you into our hearts this day as our Messiah, as our Saviour, as our King. And as we begin this journey of Holy Week, we would do so with joy, but acknowledging the pain. We would do so with excitement, knowing that you have won the victory, that you have won the day. We would do so with excitement, knowing that the story is yours. We would do so with excitement, knowing that eternal life is all ours. We would do so knowing that you lead us home. And I ask now, however we are feeling, whether we're feeling grieved, whether we're feeling sad, whether we're feeling anxious, whether we're feeling pain, whether we're feeling all right, whether we're smiling, whether we're laughing, you would just draw close to us and fill us with your Spirit. And may your Holy Spirit enable us to feel the joy and excitement of your Son, Jesus Christ, and all that he has done for us. Bless us in your mighty and precious name, we pray. From the name of Jesus, your Son, we pray. Amen.